Hello everybody, welcome to English Waves and your weekly appointment with Italians Do It Better, or so they say. I'm not into politics, I must say, but these days it's impossible not to hear what's going on in France, and wherever I go, whoever I speak to, for more than 10 minutes, will inevitably bring up the astonishing situation you find yourselves in. And every time I see a big disappointment in people's eyes and a feeling of sadness invariably emerges. It's not for me to tell you what to do or what to think about it, but I can tell you what Italians would do. We would probably make fun of it with a tongue-in-cheek approach. Don't forget, we're the ones who had Berlusconi running the country for a few years, and yet we survived. So, if it's true we're far from being the best at knowing how to run a country, we're certainly the ones who cope with quirky situations pretty well, thanks to our self-deprecating humour. Admittedly, this is not for everyone, and I want to stress the self bit, which makes all the difference to me. That doesn't mean we don't fully understand how bad certain situations might be, and we certainly should follow the example of French people when it comes to show how unhappy we are, because this is what changes things at the end of the day. But honestly, I think you might also consider following our example and cheer up a little. You'll see that approaching life and its harshness with the right amount of self-irony can eventually be therapeutic. Think of Charlie Chaplin, for instance. His films were full of humour and poetry, notwithstanding the dramatic aspects of certain situations of everyday life, which he personally knew very well, unfortunately. I don't know if it sounds familiar to you, but it surely does to me. And if you think about the Oscar ceremony back in 1998, you'll remember a little man jumping up and down in his chair as he was told he had just won the prize for the best foreign language film, and you'll know who I'm talking about. Roberto Benigni, of course. A perfect example of Italian sense of humour and self-irony. I bet you know La Vie è Belle, because that's the one everyone talked about for a long time after he won the precious statue. And guess who inspired him to make this film? His father, who was actually a prisoner in the concentration camp Bergen-Belsen between 1943 and 1945. Unlike Roberto's character in the film, though, his father was not of Jewish heritage. But the main point is that most situations in life can be used to convey a positive message, through tears and smiles alike. Two other films he directed, which are definitely worth seeing, are Le Monstre, where he plays the main suspect in a serial killer case, and Johnny Stecchino, where he plays both a mafia boss, who is wanted by Sicilian mobsters, and his naive double, who is taken to Sicily by Stecchino's wife, on a plan into tricking mobsters to kill him instead of her husband. We all agree this is not a detailed analysis of such delicate topics, but once again, they are perfect examples of how it is possible to laugh about the absurdity of life and its unexpected twists. After all, things won't get better if we pull a face or feel angry and disappointed all the time. So, despite feeling unreasonable anxiety when thinking about the future, I personally choose to spend my time in a good mood, because there are things I simply can't change. So, perhaps talking loudly and laughing is just the way we Italians have found to scare away problems, which is, by the way, very different from pretending they don't exist. On the contrary, self-irony is only possible when you acknowledge there are problems and you manage to place them in the right perspective, bearing in mind life is a mess and we can't control everything. Of course, it's easier with smaller things. We all laugh when we see people falling or when somebody makes a gaffe, right? So if everybody's laughing at you for falling, why don't you just join them? Turn your embarrassment into laughter and see magic happen. That's good training to stop taking yourself too seriously. Maybe start by focusing on your flaws, accepting them, and having a good laugh at them. Life will do the rest, offering a great variety of situations you might cry on or build on. Roberto Benigni was born and raised in a small village in Tuscany, and when he won the Oscar, he said he wanted to thank his parents for offering him the best gift ever, poverty. The same goes for Enzo Ferrari, who lived a very hard life and found himself crying on a bench after Fiat refused to hire him in 1918. We all know what happened next. History is full of people who changed their lives and ours, starting from scratch, in every country. Because whatever happens, you can choose to take chances or opportunities lying ahead, And that is the best part. It's all up to us. So I'd like to end this podcast with a little advice. Rise and shine, and don't forget to cheer up as you go along. And talking about opportunities, if you want to share your experience and practice even more English, don't hesitate to leave a comment on our website. We'd love to hear from you. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and see you next week here on English Waves.